Warwick Arts Centre Film Podcast with film programmer John Gore.
So, the 2015 BAFTA nominations have been announced. This is the awards programme for the British Academy of Film and Television Arts, and it is voted for by the membership of that academy. It is there to recognise the best work of any nationality seen on British screens during the preceding year. There's an interesting selection on hand, and let's start by looking at nominations for actor and actress. In the actor section, we have Benedict Cumberbatch for The Imitation Game, Ralph Fiennes for The Grand Budapest Hotel, Jake Gyllenhaal for Nightcrawler, Michael Keaton for Birdman, and Eddie Redmayne for The Theory of Everything. Of these, Benedict Cumberbatch definitely stands a strong chance for playing Alan Turing.
There is only one thing that matters in this entire world right now, do you understand? And that is breaking Enigma.
But Mr. Turing, why are you helping me?
Sometimes it's the very people who no one imagines anything of who do the things that no one can imagine.
And Ralph Fiennes, I think, delighted audiences with the rather eccentric performance in the Budapest Hotel. Michael Keaton is back from oblivion in Birdman, kind of playing somewhat ironically an ex-screen superhero who goes back to theatre, and this is very much a backstage drama. Jake Gyllenhaal plays a particularly sort of slimy news journalist and presents himself as a kind of Travis Bickle for our times and reliving the world of Taxi Driver. But in my mind, I think Eddie Redmayne probably has the award for his portrayal of Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything. It's an amazingly physical performance, and you watch him graduate as the condition deteriorates within him. What surprises me here, though, is that there is no nomination for Timothy Spall for his performance as Mr. Turner, or David Oyelowo for his performance in Selma as Martin Luther King. Best Actress presents Amy Adams in Big Eyes, playing the 1960s artist of rather curious and kitsch paintings, emphasising the sort of eyes of waif-like figures in Tim Burton's latest release. Felicity Jones for The Theory of Everything, Julianne Moore for Still Alice, Rosamund Pike for Gone Girl, and Reese Witherspoon for Wild. It's not a great selection this year, but I think it'll be interesting to see who they do go for. Felicity Jones does give a superb performance in The Theory of Everything, but it's not a particularly big or showy role. Rosamund Pike, I think, has probably got quite an edge because this is her breakthrough film, bringing her in front of mainstream audiences in Gone Girl.
Amy, who are you?
A, I'm an award-winning scrimshander. B, I'm a moderately influential warlord. C, I write personality quizzes for magazines.
Okay.
But I think Julianne Moore in Still Alice has the edge. Here she plays the role of an academic who incurs Alzheimer's, and we watch her gradual deterioration in terms of her capacity to remember things and her mental faculties. It's immensely powerful, immensely moving, and very, very current. On the list for Best Director, we have Wes Anderson for Grand Budapest Hotel, which is primary colours and completely bonkers and an absolute joy to behold. Here is a man with a terrific track record of wonderfully eccentric comedies. Alejandro González Iñárritu for Birdman, again a very strong visual feel to the filmmaking that he comes up with. Birdman, I think, possibly is reining in some of his more eccentric excesses and pinning it down with a terrific set of central performances from Edward Norton and Michael Keaton. James Marsh, definitely in with a shout, being the only Brit for The Theory of Everything, but my money would be either on, bit of an outsider, Damien Chazelle for Whiplash, which is certainly one of the most exciting independent American films I've seen in a long time.
Tell me it's not you, Elmer Fudd. Do you think you're out of tune? What are you? There's no Mars bar down there. What are you looking at? Look up here, look at me. Do you think you're out of tune?
Yes. Then why didn't you say so?
or Richard Linklater for the extraordinary achievement of Boyhood, charting the development of the boy child over 12 years and shot, as it were, in real time. It was one of the surprise hits of the summer. It's quite epic in its scale and achievement, the most extraordinary exercise in continuity and concentration. My money would go with him. On the list of best film, we have Birdman, Boyhood, The Grand Budapest Hotel, The Imitation Game, and The Theory of Everything. Well, Boyhood certainly is an extraordinary achievement. Birdman, spectacular. Grand Budapest Hotel, lovably bonkers. The Imitation Game plays very much on the sort of costume drama nostalgia side of things. The Theory of Everything has a bit of everything in it. It has a lot of the elements that made The King's Speech work in terms of coping with disability and also having this extraordinary humour shot through. It has an extraordinary central performance from Eddie Redmayne and a strong supporting cast. I would think, as an overall achievement, this is the one that will stand out in the Academy's eyes.
Are you going to talk about this or not?
Can we just go?
Is that what you want?
Yes, it is what I want, so please, if you care about me at all, then please just go.
I can't.
I have 2 years to live. I need to work.
I love you.
That's a false conclusion.
So that would be the way that I read the tea leaves at this point. But you'll find out for yourself when the event takes place at the Royal Opera House on Sunday, the 8th of February. Many of the films featured in the BAFTA nominations are to be seen at Warwick Arts Centre in the forthcoming months. For full details, check warwickartscentre.co.uk.